You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's joined me in the studio. And on the phone, we have Judy Jennings. She's the executive director for the Kentucky Foundation for Women. Judy, thanks for joining us on Sounds Good today.
Oh, glad to be talking to you.
I keep thinking of you as Dr. Judy.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes I am, but not today.
Judy, it's great. I don't remember the Kentucky Foundation for Women ever coming to Western Kentucky to hold a workshop for its programs, but I may be wrong.
We try to, we have been there, but it's been a few years. We try to get to every congressional district every year. We have three workshops twice a year, and we try to hit all six, but we have don't make it as far as Paducah sometimes. We try.
All you need to do is get on the river and float on down, you know?
Oh, yeah, I would be for that.
So you'll be at the McCracken County Public Library on Washington Street in Paducah this Saturday from 9:30 to 12:30 in a workshop about the opportunities for women in the arts that you afford to follow your mission, celebrating 25 years of feminist art for social change. How did the Kentucky Foundation for Women get started with that mission?
We were fortunate enough to have a donor, Sally Bingham, who is well-known in some parts of Kentucky. Her family owned the Courier Journal, the WHS radio, and the television station here, and they sold those media outlets in 1985. And Sally is a feminist writer, and she used some of the money she got from that sale to set up us, the Kentucky Foundation for Women, as a private foundation. So we're very fortunate. There's only one other women's foundation focusing on the arts in the whole United States, so we're one of two.
My goodness, Tracy said that he had seen your name as sort of a go-to person in HuffPost, so that would be the reason why.
Yeah, isn't the HuffPost fun to write on? It gets people thinking, doesn't it?
Surely does. So many women in our region have benefited from your foundation's largesse. You might want to mention a few of the people whom Kentucky Foundation for Women has supported.
Right. There are wonderful artists in all parts of Kentucky, and your part of the state is really rich in really high-quality artists. And Constance Alexander is a columnist there in Murray that's written for you all. Visual artist Sandy Sasso has gotten a grant some time ago. We're very, very, we're admiring of the quilts making tradition there. We had a wonderful woman artist named Joan Dance who did a series of children's games visualized, and she said we need to go back for children to do exercises and play games together and see. She did some beautiful images of old-fashioned games that children used to play. So you all have wonderful artists in the western part of Kentucky, and that's why we're coming down to see who wants to talk to us about feminist art for social change.
So describe what's out there. What will people learn about at the workshop?
Well, a lot of people might be puzzled about what is feminist art for social change, and so this will be a good chance to talk about what this means and to the artists and the activists that are might be attending the workshop and what it means. We know we have we believe that women and men get to have their own definition of feminism and not just what we tell them. So they will be able to discuss that, and if they fit our mission and they feel like they fall under that umbrella of feminist art that tries to advance positive social change, we'll be telling them about our grant programs. We have two grant programs. Artist Enrichment is the one coming up soon in September's deadline, and then we also have a beautiful five-bedroom house here just outside of Louisville, which we make available free to artists and allies throughout Kentucky. So it'll be a chance to talk about of your own beliefs, meet some new people. Our workshops are usually really interesting, that people meet new people in their own community. You know how that is sometimes. And you're like, what are you doing here? I didn't know you were an artist. And so usually people really get to talk a lot and participate a lot and ask questions. We learn from the community. That's why we go throughout the state. We want to know from all the different people in Kentucky what that means, Feminist Art for Social Change. What does that mean in your part of the state?
So can you give us a few tidbits of guidelines for the Artist Enrichment Grant, other than the deadline for applying is September 6th?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, the Artist Enrichment Grant is really a wonderful opportunity for artists to increase their skills, and they can purchase equipment. They can go to a workshop. They could go to a residency center out of the state. There's some really great residency centers. So whatever would advance the artist in making her art more his or her art more powerful by increasing their skills and talents and techniques, that's artistic development. And artists are so great at figuring out that. It might be taking a class at Murray. We can't pay college tuition, but we can definitely pay for workshops and skill building classes, or buying a new paints or new digital material. So it's a very open process for the artist to say what they need to improve their art and ask for a grant for that.
Can you give us an idea of what kind of funding the Kentucky Foundation for Women manages on an annual basis?
Oh, certainly. We have $200,000 worth of grants for both grants, so that's $100,000 per grant. So we'll be giving away $100,000 in the Artist Enrichment Grant this round. We have an independent peer review panel that reviews all the grant applications, and they recommend whether or not to get funded, and they also recommend the amount. The top amount is $7,500, and the minimum is $1,000. So these are strategic, smaller grants, but for an individual, you know, that can really help a lot. The point is to have a tight budget and ask for what you need. The grant reviewers really look at those budgets, and sometimes people think, well, I'll ask for twice as much and maybe I'll get half. But our grant reviewers tend to look at those budgets, and if you have a reasonable request, they'll grant the whole amount. And so our average grant is around $3,000 to $5,000. Based on the budget.
And artists listening can certainly find out more about all of this at kfw.org or by calling Ray Strobel.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, with the mission and with 25 years of experience, have you a narrative about what kind of social change women artists have created in Kentucky over a quarter of a decade or a quarter of a century?
Definitely. Great question. And I also wanted to stress, I should have mentioned this before, it doesn't have to be an arts organization. It can be individuals. We're very unusual in giving grants to individuals. You don't have to be a 501c3. It could be an unincorporated artist group. Sometimes small groups of artists want to work together on increasing their skills. So individuals, and it doesn't have to be a 501c3. We have seen a great flowering. We've always been strong. Kentucky is a very strong state in the arts, and I think that's because we still have really strong communities. We have lots of problems, of course, as everybody well knows, but we still have a community-based culture and neighborhoods and people that want to help in their own communities. And feminist artists have really contributed to that, and sometimes they're raising awareness about issues that affect women and girls, and some of those issues are, you know, domestic violence. They're not pretty issues to face, but if we face them and have a sense of how we can change, that's positive social change. How can we make the world safer in Kentucky for women and girls? But it's also about imagining a better future for Kentucky. A lot of people, like I said, I'm a native Kentuckian and proud of it, and I think Kentucky has so much promise. And if we can, artists can really help us think about new ways to make beauty in our city. Murals are often come to mind, but all kinds of community and neighborhood art projects, all kinds of working with youth, young people, to help them express themselves and have a better vision of themselves and how they can be active in the world. So those are kind of general, but does that make sense to you?
I'm thinking of Sarah Rausch in Paducah, especially with the tile work she did on the buildings.
Thank you. What a wonderful artist. And she came up and served on our panel one time, and what a wonderful human being, too. So, yes, she's an excellent example.
Well, we're really glad that you had the time to speak with us today. I gather that and I think this is a riot, the name of your newsletter is the sorry, it's the Hot Flash.
Yeah. Men and women can get hot flash of all ages.
So that's available for anybody to sign up for.
Yeah. Right. Yep. We send that out every week, and it's just really full of information and about all parts of the state and opportunities. And all you have to do is write to team, T-E-A-M, team at KFW.org, and we will send you a hot flash.
Dr. Judy, thank you for being with us.
Okay. Thank you both. I really appreciate it.
Judy Jennings is Executive Director of the Kentucky Foundation for Women. Everyone's invited to a free workshop this Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the McCracken County Public Library. It's at 555 Washington Street in Paducah.
Thanks, Kate. You're listening to Sounds Good on Murray State's NPR station WKMS. We're online at WKMS.org.